This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station right here, Studio E, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out, as always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers out there, keeping everything moving along on the highway. We thank you so very much for that. Also to our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there, appreciate what you're doing, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon drivers and warehouse workers getting the job done there, too, with what they have to do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're over there, the radio show, the Facebook page, we're over there. Of course, we are streaming live over there right now, so you can hear us over there as well as on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And don't forget that you can hear us on MeWe, on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and you can send us a direct message, and it takes a little bit to get to us, 5-10 minutes or so. But when we get it, then we like to address it, or if we can, that is, let you people know that we're listening to you. All right, well, let's go over here to the telephone line, and we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God,
indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Now, we got a message while we were at break here, and we do have a toll-free telephone number for people to call. And, Kyle, why don't you go ahead and read that message, acknowledge it, and then give that individual the toll-free number.
Well, certainly, Captain. Yeah, we heard from Charles during the break. He's in Michigan. Says he loves the show. He likes the show. He says that he's a truck driver. And if you'd like to call in and be part of the show, Charles, you're welcome to call in. And whoever would like to call in and be part of the show, be sure to dial us at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 to visit toll-free call, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yep, and sometimes we come up on a break, so we tell you to hang on, and once we get the break in, then we come back, and you're the first one up or second one up, whatever the case might happen to be, and that's a lot of fun doing it that way, and then our audience gets a chance to talk about whatever it is they want to talk about.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, whatever's happening in the news world that day, or if you have an opinion. For example, we haven't even really talked yet, Captain, about some of the aftermath of the Trump arraignment and so forth. So people are out there. If they, you have an opinion about that, what do you think? Is this going to help Donald Trump? Is it going to change things fundamentally, say, for example, for the GOP primaries that will be coming up here after a time? And so we do want to hear from you.
Well, I think that the primary damage that's been done by what's happened here is irrevocable. I'm not saying that it's going to ruin Donald Trump's chances, but I certainly am saying that for the other people that are out there, especially the Democrats that are trying to just dig a hole and make it even deeper, they need to take a long look at themselves. They're in the middle of this up to their eyebrows and alligators.
Well, they certainly are, and I think they went a bridge too far at this point, and certainly with this particular case as well, because the indictment reads as something that doesn't even appear to pass muster for the even this idea, Captain. I believe it's the Sixth Amendment, right, that says you have to kind of tell people what it is they're charged with, and this indictment alludes to things, the other crime, as it were, but doesn't mention it. I can't imagine, Captain, that any judge would ever let this thing stand just on these particular kinds of issues, statute of limitations, whether or not it actually delineates what Donald Trump, quote-unquote, did. You know, it's not a good sign when they just want to, well, you know, you did this, that, and the other thing. I mean, that sounds like silly.
Yeah, it does. And again, we're not necessarily in this business here, but we certainly can report as to what we think might be a little bit silly.
Well, of course. And so I think you've got a lot of people out there looking at what's happening with the Trump arraignment, the Trump indictment, and they're saying to themselves, wait a minute, this doesn't seem to pass muster at all. It doesn't seem to be something that this is how our justice system is supposed to work. And believe you me, there are plenty of people out there who want Donald Trump to get convicted of something, but... at the very least, I think a lot of those folks too, Captain, if they're honest with themselves, this doesn't rise to that occasion.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, if you want to opine, the number's 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. I'll be right back with more right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank Salvato. We appreciate you, and we appreciate everybody listening and chiming in, and we're going to get to a couple of callers we got here in just a second after I remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. That's right, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, both of which you can take advantage of the big sales they've got going on there with the promo code CAPTAIN. One word, the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, they've got just unbelievable prices going on right now at MyPillow.com. Discounts of up to 90% on discontinued items that are over there. And the same thing with MyStore.com. Check them out, MyPillow.com. MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself some money and see what your money will get you in terms of what they have to offer. Okay, let's go back right away to the phone call. And we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got two callers on the line, and one of them happens to be Charles, the truck driver up in Michigan. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, good morning there, Charles. How you going? How you doing? And what's the good word up there in Michigan today?
Well, right now I got the weekend off. Hallelujah to that.
Yep.
But I want to point out a couple things that's going to be going on. Looks like up until Election Day, because we, the citizens, are in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
What people got to remember is this is not going to be a recession or depression. It is going to be a complete collapse of the dollar. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what that entails, I don't know. But we will no longer be the world's reserve currency.
Mm-hmm.
So things are looking like they're going to get bad. I was reading the other day, out of 58,000 salaried employees through GM, 5,000 took buyouts. What happens after buyouts? Layoffs. And I'm a truck driver, been driving 16 years. And usually you get an advance on your card at the beginning of the week.
Yep.
My company stopped doing that.
Now, do you haul car parts, auto parts?
Yes, I'm on a weekly run right now. I do a run for a supplier that supplies to Chrysler, but I'm not union. Yeah, I refuse to be union.
Well, you have more independence that way.
Yeah, but my governor here in Michigan. Signed a law. Yeah, you want to know a real good thing about it? She signed a law to repeal the entire right to work. So now all the mom and pop businesses here in the state are eventually going to be forced to become union.
Yeah, I heard
this
that.
This is uncalled for. There's going to be a whole lot of things that's all going to be getting out of control here real soon. And they want us in a civil war. And I just want to remind people, we do not need to do a civil war. We should go after the ones who did this to us. Like you've seen in France, some people went to BlackRock headquarters and they're literally destroying their headquarters.
Charles, let me go to the next caller I got here. Thanks very much for the call, and call back anytime. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. So that's Charles, the truck driver up there in Michigan, Kyle.
That's great to hear from him, absolutely.
All right, now let's go over here to Bagab and Bob, who is right here in our backyard down here. Okay, what's up there, Bagab and Bob?
Yeah, I was reading an article in Fox News here. It says, cheering for your own demise. And this was by a woman by the name of Xi Van Fleet. Okay, and she was on Fox News. And basically she is saying that we're cheering for our own demise when we're cheering for against Trump. And the whole point of this article is that she noted that when she was growing up in China, Mao weaponized law to target his political enemies, and now that is happening here in the United States. And that kind of rung real true with me. Because that's exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
Is the back in China, when they had the radical in China, when they went communist back in the 50s, they were attacking shopkeepers and anybody and all that kind of stuff. And it was total anarchy of the leftists. And that is starting to apply here, like I noted earlier, with the courthouse down in where the hell it was. Anyway, I think you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not surprised to hear any of that. Are you, Kyle?
Well, no. Certainly, you know, I think things have changed because President Trump, at least in terms of his message and what he represents, is the opposite of where we see the government going right now, or at least the Democrat administration going right now. And in terms of the kinds of things that they would love to set up, they would love to be able to arrest all of the political opposition, right? Or you know, no pun intended here, trump up some charges like we saw here and just sort of go for it. And that is exactly the kind of thing that you do in communist regimes, China or the Soviet Union. Soviet Union, you would just denounce somebody ruin their lives that way, unless you could either send them to Siberia or try to make them, in charge of agriculture or something like that. I mean, just really give them something that's a no-win situation.
So what do you do about that?
Well, this is part of this Trump messaging that's there. If he plays his cards right, because now he's been dealt an entirely new hand, if he plays his cards right and stays on message, I think he'll pick up people along the way that are sort of fed up with this whole thing. You know, the voters, this is really important. The voters are the ones that get to pick who the president is. And so when you weaponize the justice system, you start taking away that choice. Because somebody else decided you're not going to be able to vote for this person, or this person's going to be tied up so badly they're not going to be able to continue campaigning. So we just sort of eliminate them out of the running. But the voters are the ones who get to say, we want this person to be president and we don't want that person to be president. That's how we've done it for over two centuries, but now it's starting to get a little bit strange because it's starting to look like the very kinds of places that we learned about in history books, and we'd say, that's a shame. I'm glad it doesn't happen here.
Well, we keep hearing about people not voting or not participating in the voting system, and as long as you do that, you have no voice in the game at all, and you're defeating the whole purpose behind the way our country has been set up. Apparently, the mayor of Chicago got elected because people on the other side didn't show up to vote.
That's right. Very, very low turnout for this runoff election. And, you know, Captain, too, you take a look at, for example, the way young people are educated, generally speaking, and you go out and you ask them on the street, you know, what is this? What is that? What is this part of the Constitution? When was the United States? When was the Revolutionary War? You know, this guy, and most unfortunately, it's not a funny thing. They really don't know. You know, they'll say, who was president before John F. Kennedy? Some people might say it's Abraham Lincoln. You know, I mean, it's just the morass that's there is very concerning. But, of course, it plays right into the hand of those who really want to be able to have a more authoritarian ruling structure in this country.
Yeah, and that sounds very, when you say authoritarian voting structure, that's exactly what we're trying not to have, I think.
Well, exactly, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more Bottom of the Hour Report on here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll hear about one of our great sponsors out there that's worked with me and helped me. Don't go anywhere. We shall be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. According to a new Gallup poll, the economy and inflation remain at the top of the list of Americans' biggest concerns. Americans are also increasingly concerned about drug use, as well as the affordability and availability of health care. This comes as gas prices are on the way up.
GasBuddy says OPEC's decision to cut production will send the price of gas higher. GasBuddy estimates that the cuts will cause gas prices to rise by 10 to 20 cents. The average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S. right now is $3.52. President Biden traveled to Saudi Arabia last summer and asked for a production hike, but that doesn't seem to have materialized yet. I'm Skip Kelly.
Holy Week continues with Friday being Good Friday, the Christian holiday commemorating the crucifixion and death of Jesus at Calvary. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, remember Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, located in St. Petersburg, Florida at 38th and 66th, can help you when others haven't been able to help you. And I know I've been through it myself. And they were able to get to the course of the problem that I had and get me started on the right path. Now, the ladies that are there like working with ladies because we all know that sometimes the male doctors are a little bit coarse in what they do, and the female doctors understand what you ladies are going through, especially when you talk about your legs and the problems that you can have from diabetes and whatnot. So give them a call at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Save yourself some money, and you'll be able to get yourself taken care of in a great, great, great fashion. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, good morning again.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, of course, when you deal with news the way we do, and we're watching the news all night long, we've got an interesting situation where schools and colleges across the U.S. would be forbidden from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes under a proposed released law that came out Thursday from the Biden administration. But it could also create some limitations in certain areas. For example, whether or not it would ensure fairness to the players that are out there. And I'm not so sure that they're looking for fairness per se with that. They're looking for boys competing against boys and not girls, and girls competing against girls and not boys, and vice versa. Am I right?
Well, yes. And, of course, I think there are about 16 states. They have bans that cover basically high school sports. Some have bans that cover college or even some club sports. But basically what this proposal is from the Biden administration is to make changes to Title IX. This has to do with prohibiting discrimination, sex discrimination, this kind of thing. But, Captain, yes, there's going to be, I think, some major pushback to this. There's certainly it will be challenged legally, and I think there's going to be a lot of basis for doing that, because obviously it's still a real huge point of contention, and I think athletes would like to compete against other athletes in their, as you said, boys versus boys, girls versus girls, this kind of thing. But the transgender issue introduces an entirely new unknown element, and it is going to play through the legal system. So buckle up. It's going to get rocky, I think.
Well, if you want to ensure fairness and you want to find out whether or not you're as good as the next boy beside you, then boys should be competing against boys, not girls.
Well, right. I think that's probably the opinion of most Americans. But of course, it's being couched in this idea that somehow it's hateful or it's this or that. When in reality, there are biological differences between people. There's just no doubt about that. But yet, even that sentence that I just said could somehow be construed as some kind of a hateful thing. But this is where you go when you start building this into the society, that even just talking about something to peer review a notion, the notion is this true? Are genders different? Are the two sexes different in some way? That's a good question, but you can't even approach it, because it becomes a political question. It's no longer any kind of a medical or scientific question whatsoever, and that's really sad.
Well, there's nothing scientific about a boy competing against a girl. It's just not right, in my opinion. Boys should compete against boys and girls against girls.
Yeah, and as I said, I think most people are of that mind. But again, you introduce this into the system, it's a political introduction, which is really about power introduction. It's this idea that, well, wait a minute, if you oppose this, then you are a this or a that. You're some kind of ist. It's an ism of some sort, and so we have to make sure that we silence you, or you're now ostracized from the society, because society is progressing and moving forward, even though, again, it doesn't seem to follow.
Yeah. What a shame, right?
Well, right. Again, it's more division. It's more divisiveness. And it's done under the guise of inclusiveness. But you have women who train, you know, their entire lives to get to a certain degree in sports, but yet then they're overtaken by someone who says, well, now I'm transitioning. I'm now competing in the women's side, but yet there may be an unfair advantage there. And so that doesn't seem to be fair to the athlete who spent her entire life getting ready for this competition. It doesn't seem to make sense.
Now, Florida Republicans on Thursday night subpoenaed one of the former Manhattan prosecutory people, and they're going to bring that person in to testify and find out what it is that they're there for, what the reason is.
Well, yeah, the idea of they were in the office there going into the investigation of Donald Trump, but they quit, right? They actually left.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it'll be interesting to get some information about that, because we think, Captain, that there would be a lot of infighting regarding the legality of the whole thing, whether or not they could pull it off. And here we go. I mean, they just went ahead with it anyway. I think any legal expert you could find, Republican or Democrat or Trump supporter or not, would say this doesn't really add up. You know, some of these other cases, maybe they'll talk more about that in terms of the viability or at least legal basis for them. But this one is, as Jonathan Turley puts it, it's a torpedo in the water. It's a hit, but it is a dud. But here's the funny thing, Captain. You know, you put this in front of a jury in Manhattan, Lord only knows what would come of that.
Hmm. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, Lord only knows what would come of it, because you have the jury pool there that, of course, would more than likely be very liberal or Democrat, and here comes Donald Trump, and it's a chance to accomplish this thing that Alvin Bragg promised he would accomplish, it's no longer a case of trying to enforce the law or hold someone accountable or these kinds of things if they did something wrong, but it's really just a case of now we got you. And look what we did, and here's our indictment that looks like a fourth grader wrote it or something, because it doesn't include, like, the law that he broke.
Mm. Now, we are coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report in about, 2 minutes or thereabouts. And, of course, we're going to take a look at some weather, because we've got some snow in the northern part of the United States and some colder temperatures in one area there, and then we've got warmer temperatures in another area. So I don't know what's going to happen over the weekend, but certainly we got to keep our eyes and ears open, right?
Well, absolutely, yeah. And so in the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, we'll take a look at what's happening across the lower 48, as it were, and we'll keep everybody up to date, so stay tuned, absolutely.
I see you shivering. Okay. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I got more stuff to talk about today. Right here on the Radio.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, Little Brooks and Dunn, the Honky Tonk Stomp. Are you doing the Honky Tonk Stomp out there, Kyle?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a great one.
What do you got left to stomp with? Your boots are all tore up.
That's okay. We'll get more.
Yeah, they're stomping through a mud puddle while some of these folks there, so that got a little interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the way that starts off. That's got, of course, ZZ Tops in it, right?
Yeah, Billy Gibbons, yeah, he's do the honky tonk stomp, that part, yeah.
Yeah, well, you almost said their voice right. Do the honky tonk stomp. Beginning my Wolfman Jack mode here. No, I don't want to do. We don't want to do that. All right. Well, let's see here, Kyle. Take it away out west. You got a little bit of rain out there, and you got a system coming in. It looks like Washington State will be the next area that's going to get your tropical monsoon. So tell us about it.
Well, that's right. If you're in Seattle, Washington, you got the rain here at least for the next several days. It looks like into next week. So it's going to be, looks like a rainy Easter Sunday for Seattle, also for Portland. So you definitely want to be aware of that. But if you're anywhere on the West Coast right now and you're above San Francisco and you're in the San Jose area, and anywhere north of you is going to have rain. And again, as we mentioned last hour, Captain, I'm sure Richard the Marine has had his share of rain here, but this, of course, is all the way up Interstate 5, starting about Sacramento. You're all the way to Seattle and to the border with Canada. You definitely got rain coming across the interstate. As you come out I-84 out of Portland, you've got out towards Goldendale, and on your way to Pendleton, you definitely have rain coming across the roadway there. So be careful of that. And then in the Reno area, we are looking for light snow producing slick travel for the Sierra passes, that is on Friday morning. So be careful. It's a weak storm that's passing through, but you definitely want to be aware of that. Then we also have an aerial flood watch, this along I-80 east of Winnemucca to the border with Utah, aerial flood watch going on there right now because you got some warm temperatures and it may melt some of that snowpack and increase river flows and cause river and overland flooding. So got that to contend with, and be aware of that. So definitely be careful out there.
Mm. All righty. By the way, good morning. You can honky-tonk stomp with your My Pillow slippers on. That's from James in Georgia.
All right, that's right. Well, thank you, James. That's right. Yeah, I got my My Pillow slippers on, so yeah, I can honky-tonk stomp with that. That's right. See, I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep doing that even off the air. I'm going to keep doing that.
Well, did you buy your 10 pairs of slippers for $25 a piece, or you can go set them up and make some money on them part-time?
I haven't done it yet, but they're definitely a great deal right now at MyPillow.com. You're right. Promo code CAPTAIN, of course.
Yes, yes, and yes. All right, well, let me take a look here. We're going to have some cold weather across the central part of the United States, namely Missouri, over towards St. Louis and across the central part of Illinois to boot. That could get exciting over the weekend. Don't know just yet, but it's definitely going to be where the cooler temperatures are going to be. Going to have a bunch of rain down there in Louisiana, along with some fog, along with some flooding down there along the right along the Gulf there. There'll be some flooding in that. And the eastern part of Texas, rain as well, from Beaumont straight north all the way up to Texarkana. And over on I-10, we're going to have some fog, which will encompass Mississippi and Alabama. So you're going to have some fog there, probably over to as far east as Pensacola, I might add. On that, so that's where the rain will be and the fog, and then we're going to have some wind tonight and tomorrow probably up along the east coast from about Savannah, Georgia, all the way up to the Chesapeake Bay. We've also got some stormy weather looks like up there along Long Island and Connecticut and Cape Cod. So be advised of that. That could get exciting over the course of the day and the evening tonight as we move along. And one other little thing, rain right now up in Minnesota up the Twin Cities up towards Duluth and over into Wisconsin as well. And that's going to be just a steady rain, nothing fantastic to speak of. But be careful. It is an Easter weekend, and a lot of people will be driving around going to Grandma's house and whatnot today. So be careful out there, and pay attention to your driving. Please, please, please put the phone down, never mind the texting and all that stuff. And if they're going to call you on the phone, let them call you and use the hands-free. Don't take the phone and stick it up to your ear like some people have been doing lately.
Well, that's right. Safety first. No doubt about it. Because it only takes a second. You know how many hundreds of, 100 feet or something you're covering every second, right? And you look up and it can be too late.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Look forward to talking to him tonight. Let's drift over real quick and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Obviously, we're going to talk about a lot of things on the other side of the break, including the Taliban and what's going on in Afghanistan, because apparently we took out some bad guys along the Afghanistan border that were firing over where the good guys were. So, imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that.
I guess it was eight of them we killed, the bad guys, the Taliban. They were apparently creating quite a kerfuffle, if you will, with everything that was going on there.
Okay.
So, we are going to talk about some things on the other side of the break. I don't want to mention a whole heck of a lot about it just yet, because we got the break to come up here. But I do want to say that we're still watching the fallback coming from the Trump indictment, and that's not going away anytime soon either.
No, exactly.
So we'll be back with more. And then we have this GOP-led Tennessee State House that expelled a Democrat after a gun control protest yesterday, and there was three of them that were all headed out the doorway, but only one of them got expelled. I guess the other two apologized or realized they'd made a mistake or something, but we'll get into that, too. That's the first time I've heard about that happening in a long time.
One was not probably going to be voted out. They voted on all three, but one got expelled.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and if you don't believe me, stick your nose out the door and see how nice and comfy it is right here where I'm at. And it just might be that way where you're at tonight because the weather has calmed down a little bit. And I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.